to book you November 22nd, 1966, going through March 26 or thereabouts of 1967. It's a very thick book with loads of images of completely unuseful information as far as I'm concerned at this point. Tom's medium test is the beginning, Sunday the 27th. This medium appears no better than F10, and insulin as such appears to have no effect. So anyway, that was that. It might have been Tom Wegman, who joined the lab as a, I think as a postdoc. Mm-hmm. We'll just look that up. Yes, that must have been Tom Wegman. So, beginning many pages of images of thymus, hemoglobin tests to see whether that could help things. For example, on Tuesday, November 29th, hemoglobin test with conclusion, hemoglobin may have an effect at low concentrations, but these cultures are all quite good, especially with regard to medullary cells. So I could keep my thymus reasonably alive if I didn't make it too thick. And images again, pages and pages of images of the thymus. Cattle hemoglobin tests on Saturday, December 3rd. These sorts of comments, page 17. It is clear that the reticular macrophages migrate out of the medulla into the dying cortex. Monday, let's see what it says on Monday, December 5th, a general review of thymus alone experiments to date. There is the summary of what was going on. Effective adrenalectomy, radiated adrenalectomized. So maybe I had understood that it was the cortisone. I understood it, but I adrenalectomized and irradiated. Adrenalectomized at minus one, and the thymuses are looking good. And then on the following page are irradiated and sham adrenalectomized, irradiated controls, and they do look very similar at that point. Some rather nice images. there on page 30 and 31 of irradiated sham adrenalectomized, where the control is. I don't see the control at the same magnification. Although here on the following page is irradiated and adrenalectomized. This is sham. And, but no interpretation of the results. However, I was trying with and without adrenalectomy, and there are many more. It looks to me at this point there are more dead cells in the sham adrenalectomized than the irradiated adrenalectomized. Similar type going on, pages and pages of images of the fans, submerged culture test, Saturday, December 10th, clear answer that either cell migration and or submersion leads to residual cells dying, etc., etc. Trying to culture the thymus. Pages and pages of images. An oxygen incubator test on Tuesday, December 20th. Clear improvement. But we need to know whether the integrity of the thymus and size affect survival, as not all cultures are good. Consider a hyperbaric death. More images, pages of pictures of the thymus. Various culture attempts, Friday, December 22nd, on popliteal lymph nodes, femurs to get the bone marrow and thymus, etc., kidney, spleen. And LNT, which is very successful, LNT, very successful, but what is LNT? Popliteal lymph nodes, lymph node test, LNT, presumably. Lymph node. So continuing. Now the following page is a comment that Tindy cultures from the cloning experiment Monday, January 2nd. The kidney really works. LNT must be a lymph node, but it didn't. I'm not sure why there was a T after it. Probably LNT is lymph node time series, probably, but not very clear at this stage. Anyway, the experiments were going on of this general type. For example, on Saturday, December 24, page 79, decreasing sizes of thymus and decreasing sizes of spleen and the whole of a lymph node, etc. And even whole embryos. Cultures. Page 85, December 28th, Wednesday, rough lymph node time series. That would be LNT, plus or minus antigen. Again, sections with time. Germinal center images of that. Trying hyperbaric tests where they I had a pressure indicator and set up the culture under increased pressure. But probably the pressure went to zero probably before morning. Maybe all the time as a tube came off. So technical problems with the hyperbaric test, which were repeated on the following day, December 31st, Saturday. And cultures are shown, images of the culture at one atmosphere and at two atmosphere, to see what the difference is. And three atmospheres and four atmospheres. So I was quite capable of quite high pressure cultures. But no comments on the results. Tuesday, January 3rd, active lymph node tests. Left and right popliteal lymph node, etc., etc. Culturing these lymph nodes. An attempt on Friday, January 13th, to disperse the thymus cells and then get them repacked. Thymus mush death on January the 14th. There was some mitoses being visible and labeled and identified in the sections. Saturday, January 14th, with the thymus mush. Tested bits of trimmed filter cells, not more than a few layers thick, and found mitoses. So that's, I was pleased to see them having dispersed the thymus into a mush. Next page, your 24-hour cells show cells several layers thick in places. Found one mitosis. Mince not much better, one mitosis. Continuing with the thymus mush tests, a repeat. Here's an ambitious plan on March 7th, a recovery test, referring back to a book S, page 53. Which was the design of a recovery experiment. Friday, February 25th, recovery experiment. So referring back to that recovery test, the aim is to set off a primary response in a series of animals and inactivate cell replication by X-rays, etc., and attempt to reutilize the replicated primary information in cells from a suitable donor. It sounds very complicated, but it's all related to this business of transferring information from one cell to another. And here's the test, and at the bottom it says, a result, all were consistently zero at 4 days. And on the following page, 125, results suggest that either the idea is quite wrong or the route of cells is quite wrong, etc. But I still decided to go on. And some attempts at improving cultures, as usual. For example, on Thursday, March 22nd, solid RBC culture. So three layers of red blood cells, cow agar made, with some difficulties, etc. Cultures trying to use these red cells in some obscure way. And this book is rapidly drawing to an end. Some blank pages in the 130 and 140 area. And for Wednesday, March 29th, 0.75% agar with 20% cells. On the opposite page, all pretty well dead. And so ends this book, Book U.